Yes, Tina Kumarianis is with us.
No, we weren't doing anything naughty. It was just Katie ran off with the questions and we panicked.
We're grand. Now, that's the story. Will we go into questions?
Yeah, we better.
Okay. Dear Tina, my husband has become very close to a female work colleague. To my knowledge, it isn't physical. But recently, another work colleague asked me how I was doing in regard to a certain private issue I had. And when I asked how she knew, she said, oh, this other lady had told her. In other words, my husband had obviously been confiding with her about this very private matter. And I'm furious and worried. I don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you should be worried if your husband's confiding your secrets to anyone, especially a female co-worker. What has she got to do with your private personal business? In any relationship, there should be a huge amount of trust. And by the sounds of it, this work relationship has crossed the line from work to something else. Not all of these relationships become physical. Sometimes if a wife is too busy with children and cleaning and everything, a husband may feel left out and look for solace elsewhere. Likewise with a wife whose husband is always working. If your husband finishes the friendship before any infidelity takes place and tells you about it, instead of losing it with him, take the opportunity together to find out why it happened and work on it. Regardless of what has happened, you now have the ammunition you need to find out what's going on and to tell him how very upset you are that not only did he discuss your private business with some woman that you don't have any relationship with, but now your private business is common knowledge around his office, and that, along with whatever else is going on with this woman, is unforgivable. And he had better have a very, very good explanation for what happened.
Indeed.
You know, to talk to some, and then her to start telling the rest of the office, that's just not on, you know.
No. Especially on Valentine's Day.
Well, exactly, yeah. I wish you the best of luck with your Valentine's dinner tonight.
Dear Tina, my husband and I have been married for 15 years and we have nothing in common. We've grown so many miles apart at this stage that I'm no longer interested in having any relationship with him in or out of the bedroom. I spend most of my time resenting him and just wanting out of this marriage. We have 3 children, aged 3 to 12. At this stage, even the children don't get on with their father and wish he could be more like their friend's father. I wonder if I only stay with him because he's the breadwinner and I don't work since the children were born, or is it to avoid child custody battles and, oh, I don't know. Either way, this can't go on. Help.
I wonder what your husband was like when you first met and fell in love with him, when you found him so fascinating you wanted to spend the rest of your life with him, and what made him and you change so much. Quite a few things spring to mind when thinking of reasons why things have disintegrated to this extent. Of course, maybe you genuinely have outgrown each other, and very sadly, it happens. The other thing is, although we love our children, being a carer for the last 12 years can be very boring, tiring, and sometimes a very thankless task. I'm not saying we deserve a medal. After all, it's our decision to have children. But I only had one, and I can remember longing for what I described as human company. It wasn't that my child was an alien, it's just that it didn't speak and was totally dependent on me for everything 24 hours a day. And when you've been a bit of a free spirit and a social butterfly, it can suddenly seem very, very tiring. Could your mood be down to you starting the menopause? I only mention this as many people I've spoken to over the years said that they had murderous thoughts, having been quite placid little things before starting it. I suggested talking to their doctors about hormone replacement therapy, and in very many cases, it really did help, and their husbands and partners survived. Being the sole breadwinner, as you call him, and having 3 children and a wife dependent on you can be a mammoth task to a lot, if not most people. Regardless of the reasons, when one of the couple is responsible for bringing in all the money, it can make that person bitter. from time to time. Of course, I realised that if you worked, unless you held down a high-powered job with big money, most of your salary would go on childcare for three children. Once you marry, have children, and all the responsibilities that go with it, and you're holding down a job, your leisure time is shaved to nearly nothing. It does tend to take a lot of joy out of everyday living, and that's why the backup of a good and supportive wife or husband really does come in. It must be difficult for him to come home every day from work to a household where clearly nobody likes him. Remember, children are very, very observant, and they may be picking up a lot of the hostility towards him from you. Hostility is never going to be the remedy to this situation. Have you ever seriously thought about marriage counselling? Sit down, talk out both your grievances with a total stranger who understands these problems and can make sensible suggestions. Or have you decided it's just too late for any intervention whatsoever? There may be things that neither of you have ever even considered going on in the other person's life because you live in such close proximity. It would be such a pity with three young children, excuse me, and possibly no financial backup on your part, not to have exhausted every avenue before you finally call it a day. If, having done all this, you really feel that your lives have been fragmented beyond repair, then yes, I'm afraid divorce may be the only answer, because you only live once, and it would be a crime for two people to live together in misery, never mind the two of you, but for your children as well. I've always thought it's far, far better for children to have two happy parents, even if it means they live apart, than to live in a home with fighting and constant unpleasantness. At least when they spend time with either of you, hopefully, as most divorced parents do, you would both put a lot of time and effort into spending quality time with your children. Divorce is messy. It's often not easy, especially where there are children and property involved. So, at the end of the day, only you can decide if you can manage to deal with all the ramifications. I did, and it wasn't easy, but hell, I'm still alive, and I'm glad I did it. Yes, I'm very glad I did it.
Looking at the clock, let's lash on to the third one here. Hi, Tina. I'm put off by my new boyfriend's checklist of what he looks for in a woman, which is such a pity because I think he's the one. Some of the things are superficial, like hair colour, physique, etc., and he informed me that I tick most of the boxes. All right. I know most of us look for things we like in a partner, but we don't stress over them, and I would have thought if the chemistry was good, well, that would be the good match. The worst came last week when he introduced me to his friends and told me they would literally vote me on or off the island. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I didn't hang around, but I was the one that ended up ringing him after a few days. Was I mad?
In my book, yes, absolutely barking mad, but everyone is different, and I have to make allowances for people, especially those who are in love. You could open your next conversation by telling him that you have a checklist of your own. It includes qualities such as kindness, respect, and mutual acceptance. It should also contain the sentence, "must not be a superficial jackass," which is not exactly the word I would choose to use were we not on radio. Your boyfriend doesn't remotely even meet the basic criteria for being a good boyfriend or partner, and certainly not for someone grown up enough for you to have a relation with going forward. Anyone who subjected their girlfriend to being voted off the island by his friends obviously cares more about them than about you. There are way too many downsides to this relationship, and you choose to sweep things under the rug rather than confront such rudeness. And to go back to him gives him even more leverage to treat you like dirt. If it was me, I would waste no time in dumping him before he dumps you, and I'd work on your self-confidence and self-worth before embarking on another relationship. This guy is ridiculous and nasty, and you deserve so much better.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I totally agree.
That's it. Yeah. Get rid of him. It's Valentine's Day. Get out there. There'll be lots of men out roaming around looking for the woman of their dreams, and you may be it.
Yes.
But her, but she, not his anyway.
Yeah, and you know, time goes on, and you know, nobody notices all these looks and checkbooks.
No, I don't know why people are so desperate. If somebody is rude or, you know, treats you badly, why on earth would you stay? Would you treat him like that? I don't think so.
No.
So why give him the opportunity? No, let him, I mean, if some other poor girl wants to be dopey, let her, but not you.
Thank you, Tina.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day to all. Oh, three people wished me happy Valentine's on Facebook. Three men. Thank you very much.
Right, Tina, ask Tina K at gmail.com.